Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh yeah. The Power Sunday. 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you, Jermaine Mamar Barone. It's an opportunity just to listen, develop, learn, and grow. We're talking about hell's not a pathway to heaven with Brother Booker. Hold on tight, my people. Let's go. Oh, yeah. Better love. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Welcome, welcome. There is no better love than for self and kind. Welcome to Empowerment Sunday, spiritual development. We're looking at perspectives and opinions that are non-traditional, but more on the spiritual level, right? Not necessarily religion, but principles that we can learn to live by, to develop ourselves, right? To continue to grow and change and become better people, right? Individually, but collectively, socially, spiritually, right? When we get back to being our great selves. And we'll start again, as always, with the laws of Maya. We'll come back with Brother Book in just a minute.
The 42 laws of Maya. I have not committed sin. I have not committed robbery with violence. I have not stolen. I have not slain men or women. I have not stolen food. I have not swindled offerings. I have not stolen from God. I have not told lies. I have not carried away food. I have not cursed. I have not closed my ears to truth. I have not committed adultery. I have not made anyone cry. I have not felt sorrow without reason. I have not assaulted anyone. I am not deceitful. I have not stolen anyone's land. I have not been an eavesdropper. I have not falsely accused anyone. I have not been angry without reason. I have not seduced anyone's wife. I have not polluted myself. I have not terrorized anyone. I have not disobeyed the law. I have not been excessively angry. I have not cursed God. I have not behaved with violence. I have not caused disruption of peace. I have not acted hastily or without thought. I have not overstepped my boundaries of concern. I have not exaggerated my words when speaking. I have not worked evil. I have not used evil thoughts, words, or deeds. I have not polluted the water. I have not spoken angrily or arrogantly. I have not cursed anyone in thought, words, or deeds. I have not placed myself on a pedestal. I have not stolen what belongs to God. I have not stolen from or disrespected the deceased. I have not taken food from a child. I have not acted with insolence. I have not destroyed property belonging to God. The 42 laws of Maat.
It's basic laws and principles to live by. Those are the laws and principles that we know our ancestors lived by, right? Along with Ten Commandments, so to speak, or any other spiritual principles that you want to live by in your life. The most important part is try one or two, because I guarantee if you go back through the list again, if we were to apply these laws or these rules of engagement in our communities, things would change. So without further delay, we're going to bring in Brother Booker. He's going to provide us with our Sunday sermon for this week. Brother Booker, are you there?
Yes, sir, brother. How you doing? As-salamu alaykum to you.
Welcome, 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 brother. Welcome. We're looking forward to another powerful Sunday sermon from you this week. Your title is Hell is Not a Pathway to Heaven. I turn it over to you, brother.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for the opportunity. once again. As we discussed last week, it's Sunday Liberation Sermon. And as Brother Marvin just mentioned, today's sermon is Hell is No Pathway to Heaven. Now, let's look at that. Let me explain that, why I would even say that. I've talked before in the past about being the one, us being the one. We have to be the one who stands up, the one who believes that we as a people are going to come together, understands that the one loves himself, the one loves his love for his brother what he loves for himself, and loves for himself what he loves for his brother. You know, it's we've got to be that one. In other words, find the God in you, okay? Now, one of the characteristics of the one is the one is honest with himself or herself. We have to be honest with ourselves. So when we talk about liberation, okay, liberation from what? And as that word was defined last week, liberation, the act of setting someone free from imprisonment, slavery, or oppression to release. Okay? That's liberation. So what do we want liberation from? And I say what we want liberation from is slavery. Or another way of looking at slavery is hell. Okay? Let me explain that. Okay? Liberation, someone has to set you free from slavery. You know? Now let's really look at slavery. You know, the Bible says, get wisdom, get knowledge. Above all, get an understanding. So let's try to get an understanding of slavery, the process of slavery. Slavery was a process. We need to call it what it is. It's a process, okay? Which means it's still, the process still is going on, called slavery. When we first got here, our ancestors, the original ancestors who weren't slaves, who knew themselves, who knew their culture, knew their language, you know, knew who they were, knew their God, understood everything about the universe. When they first were tricked into coming here, back in 1619. Some say they got here in 1555, which they talk about the missing 64 years. Okay? Others even say that we were on the ships with Columbus, which means 1492. But let's just say it was 1619. Okay? For the next 100 years, the next 100 years, we are taught by the white man, by the system, that we were not allowed, taught anything about how to read. We could not speak our language, couldn't practice our culture, had to give up our names, forced to take, anybody to take on the master's names. We had nothing tying us to, for that first 100 years, to our homeland, okay? Nothing tying us to home. And that first 100 years, which is, some folks say, 5 generations of us, lived in chains and shackles. At night, they were chained in the barns that they slept in and so forth. Because the white man understood at this point of the slavery process, if those original blacks, they were not slaves, if they got loose, they were going to kill them. they will come in after them. So they spent 100 years with us in shackles, torturing us, trying to break us, if you will, to make us slaves. Process including tar and feather, where you throw a black man in the boiling tar, hot tar. Tying his arms, his limbs to four horses and having the horses go off in four different directions and pulling him apart in front of his children, in front of others to put fear in them. Whipping, tied to a tree. Lynching, putting in fear, because I've got to make you what I'm calling a slave. Now, remember, a slave is one who is forced to work for and obey another and is considered to be their property, an enslaved person. That's a process. Takes time. That did not happen. 100 years of this. 100 years, generations after generations after generations, splitting the families, taking the men from the women from the children from their parents, selling them. Running the process, knowing I've got to destroy this man and woman to get them to work for me, obey me, and be my property, be my slave. So 100 years of this process before they removed the shackles and the chains. They were still on the plantation, even at this point when the chains came off, but the mind had started to change. The fight wasn't there. The identity with who they were was in the distance. We didn't know. We didn't know. We were in probably just a survival mode at that point, period, but not knowing who we were. So the process is ongoing. And it's still another 146 years after 1719, after 100 years of this breaking, if you will, training, educating, not educating, but training, instilling fear, creating that love of another more than you love yourself, that hatred of yourself, putting it in your family, in your generation after generation after generation, okay, to a point where they slaves are now producing slaves. Well, it ain't the black man no more, it's the slave. It was another 146 years of this process still on the plantation. Before 1865, when Lincoln supposedly, quote-unquote, liberated us, okay? Now, I said earlier, that first 100 years, we couldn't read a book, couldn't hold a book. You get killed if they knew you could read. You know, and this is the white man's teachings to us about us and him. You got killed if you could read a book. Look at Roots again. You couldn't read nothing, and no one better not teach you how to read that first 100 years. But after 1719, 1720, sometime after that, they bring us a book. They introduce us to a book. Now, we still got that connection to our ancestors a little bit. It's still in us because we still got that fight in us, but we don't know at this point what it truly is. Because you got children that's five generations of going through this that never knew the original fathers, the original ancestors. They didn't know. Didn't like. Now they got the white man's name. They got the master's name. They Johnson, Jackson, Bubba, Booker, Leroy, Boy, Nigga. All these things now. They don't know, but they know inside they feeling something that one is in them. But they can't identify. They haven't identified. Can't connect to it yet. So they still got that fight in them, a little bit. Okay. So now we're gonna allow you to read. We're gonna teach you how to read. We're gonna give you a book. And that book, brothers and sisters, y'all know what it was. It was the Bible. Okay. And understand what Master's doing at this point when he introduced you to the Bible. He's also telling you a little bit of truth because he's admitting, and probably because he can't prove it, that he's not the creator of it all, that he's not God. but he's going to tell us about God. He's going to introduce us to this book in his language that he wrote, that he's interpreting to us about God. Now, he admitted he's not God. He didn't do it. There's one greater than him called God. But he's not a man. Because the master is the greatest man. This God, our Father, the creator of all, he's not a man. He's a spirit. And you will never see him. But let's look at the book. If you learn the book, understand the book, submit to the book, do what the book is instructing you to do, this spirit or this non-man God who's the creator of all of us, if you follow these rules, you will see him at death. Okay? Hell is not a pathway to heaven. Remember that now. Okay? So now we get in the book, and the master is teaching us the book. Now, this God, this spirit that he's teaching us about that we're never going to see because he's not a man, he's not a human, he did have a son, his only one, his only begotten son. He was here. Some 2,000 years ago, he was here, and he died for us, for our sins, because we ain't right, y'all. Now, I got to admit, we all got some flaws. We're not right. He died for our sins. This God sent his only begotten son, who, by the way, looks like me. Here's a picture of him right here. See the blonde hair, the blonde hair, the blue eyes, and the beard. Looks like me. His name was Jesus Christ, okay? And we're going to teach you about him in this book. And we're going to teach you about God. We're going to teach you about the beginning, all that. So we got to study this book. That's the first book, first thing we were allowed to read, understand. And the master taught us until he got his Negro well-educated or into it enough to where he could teach it. And, again, the one, we got to be honest with ourselves. Those original black preachers, Negro preachers, they were what was called, hold on, y'all, house niggers, okay? House niggers, obviously by the name, lived in the house with the master. Master could trust. He knew that house nigger loved him more than he loved himself. He knew he could count on this house nigger. That house nigger would die for master. Now house nigger is preaching to the other slaves, trying to get the other slaves to come on in and get broken in even more to understand what everything is all about, that he'd been taught by master. See, this whole process of slavery was designed to get us to the point where slaves produce slaves, produce slaves, produce slaves, produce slaves, produce slaves, produce slaves. Or I like to say niggers, produce niggers, produce niggers, produce niggers, produce niggers, produce niggers, produce niggers. Okay? Yeah? Understand? Now, we are taught in this book as well, like I said, that our liberation not coming. Our true liberation is not coming here on earth and in life. It's coming in death when we die. Now, remember, hell is not a pathway to heaven. Okay? See, because our liberation, see, we want liberation from what the definition of hell is, a place or state of misery, torment, wickedness, and war. That's how hell is defined. That's where we are. Misery. As a people, our lives are miserable. Torment. Come on. Black on black crime, how we kill each other, don't have no self-love, can't even walk to our own communities and be safe from each other. Wickedness. We just as wicked now as the master. We do what we've been taught by the master, and we act just like the master. We do what the master does. The master taught us how to commit adultery, how to disrespect our women, how to beat our women, how to molest our children, how to be homosexuals, how to be lesbians. The master taught us all these things. We're now a reflection of our master. Misery, torment, wickedness, war. Look at Ukraine now, the threat of a world. Look at it. We're thinking everything's going to blow up. The economy falling apart again. Torment, hell. Okay? So liberation comes in death, according to Master. Now, if you do the things we're supposed to do, like Brother Marvin said when we started the program, the laws of my heart, Ten Commandments. Oh, I'm going to show you how to get there. Here are the rules. Thou shalt not kill, not steal, not fornicate, shall not commit adultery, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. However, there's an however to this thing. You can do all those things in life. You can do every one of them. So long as before you die, you confess all your sins in the name of the Son. And really mean it. Give yourself to the Lord through his Son, Jesus Christ. If you say these, if you confess all the sins you have done before you die, you still can get to go to heaven. That's why we all, when we growing up, we party, we all get drunk, do dope, do everything we want to do. And then as we start getting old, I guess some of us say, well, you know, just in case that damn thing, too, I better go to church and get baptized. And save myself. Lord knows I've been partying for the past 40-something years or whatever. Hey, we must be honest with ourselves. Slavery is a process. Niggas produce niggas, produce niggas, produce niggas, produce niggas, produce niggas, produce niggas. That's where we are. Okay? Hell is not a pathway to heaven. That's what we're taught. That's what we believe. Brothers and sisters, we're like, in this whole process, and I'm just keeping it real, we're no different than a dog, a horse that used to break and ride their back all over the country and pull their wagons before he got automobiles. But the lion, the tiger, the bears in the zoo, all the trained animals, we're no better than them. We train just like they are. We function, slaves function, like their master has taught them to function. And we just keep reproducing ourselves, bringing in more slaves, more slaves, more slaves, more niggas, more niggas, more niggas, more niggas, to keep the system going. The process, okay? They said there are a lot of animals now that's on the verge of becoming extinct. I mean, they're not producing themselves anymore. They're not bringing anymore. And a lot of those are what they call the wild animals. That's a wild animal. What's a wild animal? A wild animal is an animal who has not been trained by white folks. Now, somebody say, well, brother, black folks train dogs and all that. Yes, the black folks do, because black folks been trained by white folks to train dogs, just like white folks want them to. Okay? Black folks train other animals. Yes, they do, because they're functioning like they've been trained to function. A person who is forced to work for and obey another and is considered to be their property, enslaved. Okay? So the ones that are on the verge of extinction, the ones that are wild now, even the poor elephant, say it won't be long for he's not here anymore. Because they're not trained, all of them. They all not, you know. Now, there are no wild niggas in this country. in this world. There are no wild niggas in Africa. There are no wild niggas in Europe. There are no wild niggas here. There are no wild niggas nowhere. We all have been enslaved and in love with our master. Liberation. We're talking liberation now. Hell is not a pathway to heaven. Okay? Now, we go through it, but we don't go through it the right way. Like I said, we all sin. We all do the things that they told us that we're supposed not to do. But we try to fess up at the end to still get into heaven. We also must remember our enslaved ancestors taught us this. Because they were taught. And they taught us what their our slave masters taught them. In fact, we haven't been taught anything by our born free ancestors. Let me say that again. We as a people have not been taught anything by our born free ancestors, free black men, free black women. We've never met them. Okay? Our ancestors in this country were slaves. And they produced more slaves. And they produced more slaves. And we produce more slaves. And we produce more slaves. That's us. So we're talking, what, liberation? We want to be liberated from slavery, from the plantation. But we got to be honest again with ourselves and understand. Liberation means to get out of hell, to get out of this hell of an environment that we are in. Okay? That's liberation. 1865 did not liberate us. It did not. We've got to be honest with ourselves and understand what has happened to us and where we are in this process. Where we are in this process. Liberation is not free, and liberation will not be in hell. Finally, I say this. We ought to understand. You don't go to heaven. You create it. What is heaven? Love, peace, happiness, respect, dignity, joy. You know, heaven. Heaven, we create it. We do not die and go to it. We got to understand that. Be honest with ourselves.
All Brother right, Bob. Brother Booker. Thank you so
thank
much.
You,
one thing before you go. What's one
yes,
step
sir.
Toward liberation for our people before you go?
Well, you know what we say. What we say all the time, and our focus got to be two things. You got to find God in yourself. We got to find that what we're looking for in each other in ourselves, and then those of us who are on the same page and on our way to liberation need to unify and bring and join our people together. Starts with you as an individual, and then once you're truly there, bring all those individuals together, because a lot of zeros are zeros. There's nothing until you put a one in front of it. If you got 20
right.
zeros and you put a one in front of it, now what you got? You know?
All right.
That's
well,
what we
thank
have to
you.
Do.
Thank
you, brother.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Peace.
All right. Peace. All right. That's it for today. Join us on Empowerment Saturdays, each Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern. We got Dr. Bruce or Dr. Rogers or anybody could come through to visit us today for African-American Empowerment and also Sunday sermons coming up where you can get a liberation message, mental, physical, and emotional emancipation right here. 365 days of African-American Empowerment right here just for you. Till next time, peace and blessings, brothers and sisters. yeah.